This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diane, I'm taking a beating from Dolph Kramer, too. He comes here during the commercial break saying, "Why did it take you so long to order the new pies?" Meanwhile, after I bring in these three pies of pizza, which I thought was nice, thought I was doing an okay thing, I realize how small it is. Me and Ray Martell, who works here, I give him my credit card. I said, "Ray, make this right." Like he's my fixer. Make this right. He goes out and orders a lot of pizza, and the reviews I'm getting is that the pizza sucks.
You gotta be kidding me.
So I asked someone else who's more of an expert on stuffing food down their mouth to make the situation right, and they make it worse. So that's the situation we're in on this wonderful Thursday. Keeping an eye on the tournament, Creighton's up by 12 with less than a minute to go, so the 9-seed Creighton is going to advance. Houston's all over SIU Edwardsville about 10 minutes in that game. But the game I'm keeping an eye on is Purdue High Point.
Mm-hmm.
High Point is the 13 seed. Purdue is the 4 seed. And with about 8 minutes to go, that's a 6-point game in favor of Purdue. So you can keep it right here. We'll keep you posted. On the AM side, we are broadcasting some of these games. But we'll keep you posted throughout the day. Sean's got all the games on at the NCAA tournament desk, right? Your NCAA tournament desk
yes,
is all set up?
We're all set up here.
All right, very good.
Is that constituted breaking news if we get a major upset?
No, because we're going to be updating it constantly.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't think that's glass-breaking worthy.
Right, unless the 116, which we get later.
Yeah, and I don't think we're getting any 116 upsets. And I'm telling you right now, I don't want any 116 upsets. Because it's fun in the moment, but then the next day when you have to watch Alabama State play again, that's when you realize, like, none of this was worth it.
Tell that to all the SIU Edwardsville alums.
I will. Right, let's get to some of your phone calls, because there are people mad at me, and there are some people defending me, which I appreciate. 888-808-1019 is the number. Let's go to Andrew in Eastchester. How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing all right. I'm going to defend you, and here's why. Dickie, longtime Giants fan. I've got an autographed picture of you on my wall. It was a gift from my late mom. Sean, I love you because I'm a fellow fat guy. I lay the blame at the feet of the two of you. You're both adult men. Tiki, you're an alpha male. Sean, you're a plus-size male. Evan is a child. Children can't order pizza.
I didn't know we were doing it.
It's a great point.
I didn't know we were doing
it. I'm a child. I'm
a baby.
You're a plus-size talk show host. You're a future Hall of Fame running back. What are you guys doing?
We didn't know you were doing this.
All you had to do, I mean, there's a guy that lives in my town. His name is Rick Furio.
Yes.
He's at the Brook Lake Country Club, so I know him for a while. There is a pizza restaurant 3 blocks from here.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's called Adore Le. It's awesome.
Oh, it's fantastic. I've been there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We could have had this taken care of with spades, man.
Plus wings.
Just call a brother, man.
That's what I'm doing next year. I'm just calling you.
Exactly.
Sammy is in Queens. How are you, Sammy?
Hey, Evan. What's going on?
What's up?
First of all, Evan. First of all, Tiki, you and Ron Johnson were my men.
Ron was the best, man. I love that guy.
Yes.
Passed away way too soon, but good dude.
Yes. And Evan, you worked with Craig Cotton for a couple of years.
That is true.
Joe's Pizza in the West Village or Prince Street Pizza? You guys got it every Friday.
I know.
I don't get it.
What did you forget?
Thank you, Sammy. I love Craig, so I don't want to bash Craig at all, because it isn't a bash, but can I just be honest?
What, you didn't like him?
No, I love Craig.
I'm talking about the places he picked.
No, the pizzas were unbelievable. They were, absolute smoke shows. They were fantastic. Craig had an ability to get the pizzas for free. I don't have that ability, nor am I trying that. Like, I'm literally saying, here's my credit card, take my money. And Craig and others, and I give them credit for this, it's not a knock, they had the ability to somehow get free pizza. Mm. I'm not a free pizza kind of guy, just like I'm not a free sporting event kind of guy, as you can see by my season ticket bill. You know what I mean?
Even though you let Loogie go for free all the time.
That's him going for free.
Yes.
Did Loogie know you were ordering these pizzas today because he's out?
No idea.
Okay.
Why would he know? He's not even here today.
Because if he knew and this was something previously discussed, then he sandbagged me and Tiki by knowing you'd fail.
No, so the only...
That sounds like something Loogie would do.
100%.
Totally. Connor would never do that.
No,
Loogie would definitely do that.
He would. The only discussion we had for anyone who listens to Evan and Tiki every day, and we do appreciate that, was 2 days ago on the air, we talked about should we get pizzas in the WFAN tradition. And we talked about it. And our worry, both you and I had the same worry that no one comes to work anymore. Will anyone really appreciate it?
Right.
And that was the discussion. And we never set up a plan after that. By the way, there was something else that happened in the course of me getting blasted that I thought was a major, major faux pas. A major, major faux pas. And coming up at about 2:45, you will hear it. I think it is a crime against pizza manatee, and maybe even worse than anything I did. But we'll get to that coming up. Mary is calling from Long Island. How are you, Mary?
What's up, Mary?
Well, how are you? How many people were you ordering pizza for, may I ask?
That was the problem was, Mary, unknown. I don't know how many people were going to be here, so it was a mystery on how many people would partake in pizza eating.
You know, initially I was going to say, you know, would your wife have minded if you called her and asked her advice? But now I'm thinking you should have called your mom. I met your mom once. She is, I'm sure your wife is wonderful too, but your mom, oh my God.
I don't know what she would have said.
She would have made some pizzas.
I don't know what she would have said if I called my mom. Like, if I said, all right, Mom, how many pizzas should I order? I have to be honest with you. She probably would have gone on the smaller end.
Right. Well, she would have asked you the same question Mary asked you.
Yeah.
Well, how many are you getting it for? How many people? And you would have said, I don't know. And she would have said, yeah, three's good.
You know what? I think so. I think my mom or my wife would have probably put me in the same amount of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many people are asking this question, including a buddy of mine who just texted me this. And I even heard Sal say this on the air. Does Evan need to take an L?
Mm.
And obviously around these parts, we don't just take L's by saying, hey, I'm taking an L. We actually have physical L's that are worn as punishments. So in your humble opinion, this pizza calamity, as some may call it, of me not getting enough and it being too small and blah, 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 is that L wearing worthy?
Well, Connor will be proxy for Loogie because he's... gambling, I'm assuming, right now.
Yes.
So, Sean, you and I and Connor need to have a discussion really quickly.
Okay.
Do we believe that people in the newsroom are grieved? Or do they feel satiated? Satisfied?
I don't know what either of those words mean.
Are they happy that they have pizza?
I think that they are looking for something to complain about, but deep down they're happy they're
okay.
Pizza.
All right. So, with that being said... he can't wear the L.
If people were
mad and they were hungry and they thought they were getting pizza and then they didn't get any pizza and they're walking, they come in there and the boxes are empty and it's like, oh, I can't eat. What am I, Cookie Monster? Just going to eat the box instead of the pizza itself? Then you would have to take the L because people would be dissatisfied. I think people are bitching because they're bitches, but I don't think they're actually dissatisfied.
So, no L for you. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree, and I think anybody that ate a slice and complained, or I'm just going to say it, makes anywhere in the six-figure range that complained without reaching into their pocket.
Right. Or go buy your own. Go get your own pizza.
Yeah, they should be the ones wearing the L's.
Yes.
Sorry.
Wow.
I will say workplace morale is pretty low out there, so I think you might have to take an L as a result of that.
You know,
people are very upset. They're very upset today.
I think they're upset because they just want to be upset.
And they're also upset because they came to work on a Thursday.
That's
for the
right.
first
and
time
in
a long time.
They'd rather be watching the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, they'd rather be doing what Loogie's doing, which is literally taking off, being in Atlantic City, and not having to worry about it.
Exactly. Connor, you're outvoted. Sorry I ask you.
What loyalty you guys have. I really appreciate that. You are foxhole guys.
I'll see you in the 300 level at Citi Field.
Can't wait, bro. Let's go to Mike in Bayside. What's up, Mike?
Hey, about the pizzas, first of all, you're all wrong. You're Tiki, you just called everybody in the office a bitch, even though, first of all, I loved you on Housewives. You were amazing on that.
Thank you. Speaking of.
When you're doing a tailgate, or I don't know, speaking of playing slip, when you're doing a tailgate or any kind of party, you times it by 10. You should have got 10 pizzas, and for Dove,
but hold on, Mike, the problem is we didn't know how many people were going to be here. So, like,
doesn't matter. You overdo it. They were actually talking about pizza party this morning on the morning show. I caught that.
Well, why didn't they order pizza and leave it? That's what they should have done.
I don't know. I think it's like the afternoon show responsibility dating back to Mike Francesa. And Mike Francesa would have never bought 3 pies. He would have bought 10 or 20 pies.
Because
everyone in the whole building.
Hold on. Here's the thing with the whole
including
Mike.
Dough.
Here's the
yeah, you gotta get closer, pizza.
I understand.
That's a good point, Mike.
The thing that's off about the Mike comparison, number one is
what a gutless move.
More people were around when Mike was around, like especially when you go back to the Astoria days. There were just more people. And there weren't people taking off Thursdays and Fridays the way it is now. And number two, and people are leaving this out, we are deeply honored to be working at Afternoon Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Really are. And even later today, we have another episode of WFAN Flashback. We're going to play a classic moment from Afternoon Drive history in WFAN. We are privileged to be working at Afternoon Drive. But let me take you behind the curtain a little bit. If you guys think we're making what Mike made, you got another thing coming.
Right. I think if we added up our 3 salaries, we still wouldn't even get to Mike.
No, you're right.
It wouldn't even get to half of it.
You're right.
So for every...
I'm the best there is.
I agree. So for everyone who's like, well, Mike would have done that, it was a little bit different.
And he probably got him free, like Craig.
That, you know what? That may be true. I didn't even think about that. I take that for granted all those years.
I don't think he did, but nonetheless.
I don't think he did either. But we can go with it. We can just assume maybe it happened. By the way, Ray Martell, come in here for a second. So Ray Martell is a guy who's been at this station for a very long time. Yeah, come on in. I got to read you the riot act. I handed Ray my credit card and said, make this right, which I appreciate. People are upset that the quality of pizza you got sucks. Can you defend yourself on this?
It's my guy Antonio.
You're throwing him under the bus?
Hey, right. I think he makes great pizza. I loved it.
Everyone else thinks it tastes like cardboard.
Oh, that's them.
I gave you a blank check. You could have gotten
it. All right, so you give me a blank check. Okay, fine. Give me a blank check. If I would have came back with, you know, I could pick, you know, the most god-awesome pizza out there, all right?
Yes.
And all of a sudden you get the bill, you would have been like, oh, I didn't say Ray could spend that much money.
Hold on.
You would be.
Tom Izzo, get onto a microphone. Tom Izzo, he does a great job behind the scenes, and I know it is not the head coach of Michigan State. Tom was in the room with us when I handed Ray the credit card. Did I ever put a cap on how much Ray could spend?
No, man. He gave you a golden ticket. You blew it. You blew it.
Thank you.
He gave you a blank check,
I
Ray.
Said I was not going to spend a lot because I was a friend of yours and didn't want to do that. And it's good pizza. I like it. And other people like it. The people I brought it to that were, you know, didn't want to walk down here to embarrass himself because I don't mind doing it, they loved it. So, you know what? Everybody's got pizza. My bracket's doing well. It's a great day.
Right. Thank you, Ray. I do appreciate it. Ray Martell, ladies and gentlemen. But he did have a golden ticket, is. He could have done anything with that.
Ray, you screwed us. You screwed everybody at WFAN. You screwed the history of the fan.
Wow.
You stepped on tradition, Ray. You really got us, Ray.
Thank you, Tom.
All right.
The great Tom Izzo.